This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship radio station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations and affiliates all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America moving along. And to the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, thanks for hauling America's passengers all across the country. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, we are joined by Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, right off the bat. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, they need a little of that over in Hong Kong, Kyle, because earlier today, and of course, I believe they're a day ahead of us over there, if I remember correctly, where the time zone is and all that stuff, police were forced to draw their guns. And a warning shot was fired when they made the arrest of some 36 protesters.
That's exactly right. And some 36 people, including a 12-year-old person, a 12-year-old child, we understand, were arrested. We understand that officers did draw their pistols, six of them. Six officers drew their pistols. One officer fired a warning shot into the air. This is a statement coming from the Hong Kong police. So, yes, a very, very bad day, of course, in Hong Kong.
Well, this is getting extremely serious right now when you get to this point. And all I can say is that I certainly hope that we don't suddenly see the Chinese getting very tough and turning to violence. That's not going to solve anything. And by the way, we will be talking about the trade meeting that's going on right now, the G7, because there's some good news coming out of there, appears to be. But this kind of changes the ballpark altogether.
Well, it certainly does. And of course, we've known of the troops massing outside Hong Kong. We know that the police have been trying to crack down. But all of this, of course, goes the very heart of this has to do with an extradition bill that the protesters have been told by the Hong Kong authorities that the bill is not going to go through. This is not going to happen. However, this, of course, has sparked a greater concern by those in Hong Kong that the rights that they've come to know, the expectations that they had at the handover back in the 90s from the British to the Chinese, that the rights that they've come to know, that all of that is in jeopardy. And so the way that China reacts to this now is, of course, going to telegraph what we may be seeing in the future, and that's going to have a major effect, of course, on U.S.-China relations.
Now, we reported on something last week, I believe it was actually early in the week when we heard about the possible sniper shooting of a deputy in Lancaster, California. Is that correct so far?
That's correct, yes, in Lancaster. Yeah.
All right. Now, you tell us what's happened since then, which has turned this whole thing upside down.
Well, this is a very, very terrible story because, of course, we now know this, according to the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, Lancaster Station there, that the deputy who claimed, he's a rookie deputy, Angel Reynosa, 21 years old, claimed initially to have been shot by a sniper from an adjacent apartment building, but now says that he made the entire thing up. It was a hoax. There were no shots fired. And of course, as we know, Captain, there were, deputy sheriffs searching that building, helicopters. They shut down the Metrolink nearby. Thousands of people were impacted by this. And of course, with the idea that there could have been someone loose in the community who was looking to kill police officers. So this is a terrible thing, and he will likely be, facing criminal charges once the investigation's complete.
Well, it's a shame that that's happening, but I'm not shocked. Are you?
Well, no. And again, as we were talking about it on that evening or that early morning, Captain, we knew that there was going to be a forensic investigation.
Sure.
We found out later that there was a pellet gun found and all these things. And one of the things we talked about, of course, was the forensics don't lie. They're going to figure this thing out,
yeah,
whatever happened. And now, of course, they haven't. He's fessed up to it.
Now, we're going to run out of time here in the first segment, so we'll have to do this in the second segment. But I'm going to tease a couple of things. Number one, the United States signed a new trade agreement with Japan, which speaks very well for Japan and not all that well for China. So in the meantime, at the G7 meeting, we're hearing that China says that they're now ready to negotiate after President Donald Trump's tariffs have actually tanked the Asian equity markets and the currency that the Chinese had in place over there. This is big news. It's just breaking right now.
That's right. We understand the new deal with Japan would add approximately 0.5% to 1% to the GDP. So that's a good thing. And already, Captain, there are many ways, many different countries that can get in the supply chain and supplant China. The Chinese need to get in there and start negotiating.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Ward, a professor of politics with us. Kathy's going to take us to break, and she's going to give you the phone number in case you want to opine about something. So go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. He liked it so much he was going to do it a second time. All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends of Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for a little bit more than 3 years now, and if you're suffering with just nagging pain and you can't seem to get rid of it. And by the way, yesterday I was on my feet quite a bit and I had a chair where I could sit down. I did a fair amount of walking, and when I got done and came back home and changed my clothes and took a shower because I was dripping wet from being out in the 102 degree temperatures that we had in the shade where we were at Burt's Barracuda Harley Davidson in Largo. And by the way, we loved it. Huge crowd there yesterday. Everybody had a great time. But I suffer with arthritis, and if you've got arthritis or back pain or neck pain or shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, whatever, and I had some yesterday, I took an extra pack with the four tablets in it, and it's all natural, and it works for me. That's all I can tell you. It works for me. So that's why I'm telling you about it, because you can start out with the 3-week Relief Factor Quick Start, and for $19.95, that's all it costs, plus shipping and handling. You'll have it to you in about a week, and you'll be on your way. And you'll know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not this is going to work for you, because it doesn't work for everybody. But for the ones it works for, it's relief. What can I tell you? So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. I'm telling you, just about everybody that has signed up for it that's told me about it has said thank you. And I saw some people yesterday told me the same thing. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, We're going to get into this economy thing here. We're going to get into the Japanese trade deal. So first of all, we find out over the weekend, as the president is headed to the G7, that there was a trade deal announced about Japan.
That's exactly right. And Shinzo Abe, of course, was there meeting with President Trump as well. And overall, of course, this is, a good thing because, again, it puts China on notice that America's pushing forward, especially with countries that are our allies, overtly our allies. And hopefully this is going to nudge China in the direction that, wait a minute, the life is going to go on here, even during the so-called Trump trade war.
Now, the next thing we know is that we do have a situation with China, which caused the markets to drop 600 and I believe it was 623 points on Friday or something like that because of all the uncertainty. And the fact of the matter is that I'm looking right here at the headline story right now on Fox that says, "Let's talk." And then it says underneath it, "China says it's ready to negotiate after Trump tariffs tank the Asian equity markets and Chinese currency."
Well, right. Again, it's there is a lot of power in the American economy.
And of course.
Yeah, and what President Trump has been doing, he's simply been wielding that power to a great degree. And, of course, it's caused almost a chorus of, wait a minute, the sky will be falling, the bottom will drop out, any number of sort of doomsday scenarios. But in reality, this is something I think President Trump is used to doing in his own business and so forth. And he even was, when asked about this at a photo opportunity or an interview opportunity, he said, look, you know, the presidents of past have been giving away literally billions of dollars and sending it into China effectively. And so this is one of the things he's trying to stop from happening and trying to get a good deal. And, you know, it's just fine for the United States and other countries as well to negotiate the very best deals that they can get for themselves. But somehow, if you start coloring out of the lines, as President Trump seems to be doing to a lot of these critics, then suddenly you're putting us on a course to destruction. But that's not the case.
Well, the other thing that's going on here, pardon me, with the G7 meeting, is that the Iranian ambassador was invited, Zarif, and apparently there may be, don't know for sure, but there may be an attempt to get some sort of backdoor meeting going with him to try to inspire or bring up the discussions that they should be having with Iran. That's what I'm hearing. What are you hearing?
Well, right. I mean, that would present that kind of opportunity, and obviously, if it can be taken, it probably should be, as like you mentioned, like a back-channel type of meeting, that kind of thing, because the Iranian economy is also not doing very well. The mullahs have to hang on to power by literally ruling over the people. They're not going to change anytime soon to any kind of a thing that we might recognize as any kind of democracy. Democracy, to be sure, but obviously, if they can get the ball rolling, they should, because what's happening in the Middle East right now, vis-a-vis Iran, could escalate very quickly at a moment's notice.
And then, just to finish off the discussion about the Chinese trade talks and all that, Larry Kudlow, the president's financial advisor, said that the trade deals in the works. With other countries, in the works with other countries, far outweigh the trade war with China. And that's true.
Well, sure, exactly, because as I was saying, it's the idea that you're showing China that life goes on, the United States is going to continue with its allies and other nations to have the global trade going on, and the Chinese have got to get into the ability to want to join into that. Now, of course, part of the Chinese perspective, I think, from Beijing is going to be they can't be seen as having Trump simply beat them, as it were. So there's going to have to be some kind of face-saving sort of a thing that we might see come out of this. Again, sometimes the old saying is, if you don't care who gets the credit, you can accomplish great things, kind of a thing. But I think we're going to come out of this with a good deal, and we're going to have a much better balance with the Chinese than we've had for, I don't know, the last several decades.
Now, we've had a major forest fire going on in the jungle of South America, and apparently warplanes were brought in to dump water on the Amazon fire to fight the fire, and it's starting to work.
Well, yes, and that's a very, very good thing, of course, because, you know, we've seen the pictures of the towns and the cities being just darkened by the smoke.
Yeah, burnt to the ground is more like it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is just a all hands on deck kind of situation.
Right. Now, something else that's come to, and we talked about this, you and I were talking about this before the show started, a Wall Street Journal poll right now. Which is kind of interesting. Patriotism, religion, and the kids are less valued by Americans. And you had a theory on that, and I'm going to let you tell everybody what you think it is.
Well, you know, this is a poll that's come out that's saying, you know, by folks under 50, basically, that having children, the idea of having children declined by 16%, religion declined by 12%, patriotism declined by 9 points. One particular person said, well, you know, I'm not going to have blind association with my country or whatever, that kind of a thing. And, you know, I'm sort of the mind that a lot of these young folks and they're reporting in this poll, sort of grown up in a relatively peaceful time. Yes, our country's been at war in Afghanistan and Iraq, but many years ago, George W. Bush moved the show. He moved it away from the streets of America after 9/11 and over to the Middle East in Afghanistan and Iraq, for example. And so people have grown up in a relatively peaceful time, I think that this poll kind of reflects those kinds of that kind of impact. I think we would be seeing a much different thing if it hadn't gone so well in American society during the last almost now 20 years since 9/11.
Okay, well, folks, so we're getting ready to take a break here, and when we come back from that break, we're going to be talking about a tropical storm that we're watching down here that's slowly moving into the Caribbean area, and it's Tropical Storm Dorian. This is likely to strengthen into a hurricane by the middle of the week, and by the end of the week or beginning of the following week, which would be Labor Day, we could be looking at it somewhere here in the Gulf of Mexico, and we'll be talking about that because it is that time of the year, and the situation has changed now as far as the Gulf and the big high that was being blocking a lot of the storms from coming across. But real quickly, Kyle, shock in the NFL. We had a quarterback retire yesterday, Andrew Luck.
Well, yeah, I heard, yes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we barnstorm across the overnight radio hours. And a big hello out there to Ron Phillips and his crew there in Fort Worth, Texas. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
International trade is one of the main topics at the G7 summit in France, and President Trump is touting a big handshake trade deal with Japan. All seven world leaders met for a session on the global economy, called for by President Trump. A senior administration official says the White House feels French President Emmanuel Macron is spending too much time on topics like climate change and gender equality. They say he only wants to score political points and isolate President Trump. Mr. Trump later announced the new trade deal with Japan.
It's billions and billions of dollars. Tremendous for the farmers.
He also commented on this weekend's missile test from North Korea.
I'm not happy about it, but again, he's not in violation of an agreement.
The session will wrap up on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You know, that's a little bumper music, Mustang Sally. All we want to do is ride, Sally, ride. Remember that song? Matter of fact, when I had my rock and roll band years ago, I played it. Anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance Company. You can find out more about them by going to GEICO.com. That's GEICO.com. And GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office can also find you coverage for just about everything that you own, including your car, your truck you're driving, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and even that snowmobile you got. And they can help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agency. So to find out more, go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Click on that link that's there when you type in your zip code, and it will tell you exactly what you need to know about where the closest agent is to you. You can get a quotation. You can get a whatever you want to do and find out what it is you can do. And they have saved me money over the years, make no doubt about it. Alrighty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, back with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Got to talk about Tropical Storm Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is over by the Windward Islands and is starting to move towards the Caribbean. The big question is going to be is if it stays south of Puerto Rico and comes down the slot towards Cuba, it's probably going to come in the Gulf of Mexico. If it goes north of Puerto Rico, it's going to weaken and that may force the storm to go up the east coast of the United States. Now, you're probably looking at the weather map that I'm looking at, and you see what I see. What are you hearing?
Well, we know that, of course, as you mentioned, it's making its way up, and the tropical storm warnings there have already been issued in Barbados, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and, of course, also storm watch in effect for Dominica, Martinique, Grenada. And, again, we're looking at the cone, but, you know, these hurricanes are going to do what they do, so we just don't know until we get a little bit further down the road. One would think if it heads south of Puerto Rico, through Haiti and the DR and up through Cuba, I don't know if it will make it dissipate a little bit as it goes over some land. But
depends on the mountains.
Exactly, yeah, so we'll just have to see.
Yeah, and if it stays a little bit more out to sea, which is what I'm looking at, more into the Caribbean, the right side is always the worst side to be on, well, then you'll still have a fair amount of storm when it makes that turn and comes into the Gulf. And where it goes in there, you never know.
Exactly, and I remember just not all that long ago when that large hurricane came up, the Gulf side. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Russia test-fired a missile, and this time it was from a submarine in the Arctic Ocean.
That's exactly right, and there are two different kinds of missiles, or two different classifications of missiles that were fired from the Russian submarine. One of them has an announced range of about 6,000 miles. The other one has about 7,000 miles. So they did fire them off as what they call part of their training exercises and so forth. But, of course, it comes on the heels of that one rocket explosion at a nuclear test site in Russia. And so this is, something to watch very closely.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, I believe, was the day of craziness regarding Donald Trump from the Progressive Left Liberal Socialist News Organizations. And I'm going to say that because of two things. Number one, on, I believe it was ABC News this morning with George Stephanopoulos, former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh turned talk radio host in Chicago. He tried to make it on the national level, and he couldn't, so he's a local host in Chicago. Fell on his nose when he tried to go national. It just didn't work for him. Announced that he's going to challenge President Trump in the GOP presidential primaries. What is he that desperate for notoriety that this is what he's going to do now?
Well, maybe so. And of course, he's already done his mea culpas. He's sorry for
he's a rhino.
Voting. Yeah,
the guy's a rhino, big time.
Yeah, he's sorry for supporting Trump in the 2016 election. He's sorry for the things he said about Obama. This kind of stuff. So he's got all that.
Well, he was a birther.
Yeah, exactly right.
This guy was a birther.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he's tried to get all that out of the way. But, of course, the one thing I noticed immediately, Captain, is that his whole thing is based on Trump is a loose cannon, he's a child, he throws tantrums, he tweets too much, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Let me read this quote, and then we'll go from there.
Sure.
I'm running because he's unfit, meaning Trump. Somebody needs to step up, and there needs to be an alternative. The country is sick of this guy's tantrum. He's a child. Okay, now it's your turn.
Yeah, well, see, exactly. But that doesn't differentiate him at all from, I don't know, everybody else running on the Democrat side of things. And quite frankly, if you're basing your whole campaign, as many of the Democrats are to a great degree, on we don't like Trump personally, or his personality is off-putting, or this, that, or the other thing.
Right.
It's just, he's just I don't know if it's publicity
well,
done at that
point. I think that's part of it. But then again, let's just go to the whole facade about Chicago. Because in the very next breath, we can talk about the Chicago Teachers Union delegation that's traveled to Venezuela to support Maduro and socialism, and that's a fact. It actually happened.
Well, I mean, that's like misguided in the extreme. that's the best thing we could almost say about that.
And the proof that socialism never worked should have been when they showed up down there and saw all the garbage in the streets.
Exactly right.
Well, Chicago's not exactly crystal clean anymore with their streets, right?
That's right.
And I hate to pick on the good people in Chicago, but come and by the way, I haven't even started. San Francisco. Okay. Listen to this. crime-ridden San Francisco, and we talked about this last week, but it made the weekend newspapers. Crime-ridden San Francisco has introduced a new sanitized language for criminals, getting rid of the words such as offender and addict, while changing convicted felon to justice-involved person. Now, this comes from the Board of Supervisors, who adopted the change, even as the city is reeling from one of the highest crime rates in the country and staggering inequality exemplified by the pervasive homelessness along the Silicon Valley wealth. Now, San Francisco is sanitizing everything except their sidewalks and elevators.
No kidding.
And that's where the problem is. Good Lord.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the sanitized language thing, I don't know who it's supposed to try to make feel better, but I do know this. When people go and they have an addiction, they're alcoholic or they're addicted to drugs, and they go to these groups that help them to get off the addiction, the first thing they have to do is they have to recognize, they have to say, I'm an addict. You know, this is what I've become.
It's what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Like an alcoholic.
That's right. In other words, you have to be honest with yourself about things. And so these Board of Supervisors in San Francisco, they're just, you know, letting everything just get whitewashed over.
Now, about the craziness in television, yesterday on CNN, the network took a bunch of heat as one of the guests with Brian Stetler on his program, whatever he calls that program he's got on Sunday mornings,
right,
said that the president may be lead to millions of deaths. Are you kidding me?
I'm laughing, not, you know, because it's a very serious comment this person made, but I gotta wonder, do they know what these people are gonna say before they turn the camera on them? I have no clue.
Well, the guy went absolutely ballistic and stopped. What was the excuse?
Well, Stetler tweeted out later on. He said he did say not hearing the comment was his fault, he said. But he said he should have interrupted the line earlier, basically. But he said he was distracted by a technical difficulty at the time. And this idea that somehow Trump may be responsible for millions of deaths, it just shows just how far this has all gone. I mean, there is no limit to the evil that is Donald Trump and stuff you can say on TV.
Let's finish with this one. You know, the weather's pretty decent in California, Southern California, most of the time, right?
Right.
Well, congratulations to you guys out in California, because the Democratic policies in Southern California have attracted the largest homeless population from all around the country to come there to live in the streets of L.A.
That is really true.
It is true.
And one of the things, of course, too, that is happening is as they try to wash this stuff down from the people going to the bathroom on the street, be too indelicate here, but it's also, if you go to the beach, now you're going to have problems with the water there because of this kind of
Exactly. It's going right down the runway, right into the ocean, and hello, Santa Monica, or you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hello, Muscle Beach. It ain't so muscly anymore. All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much, and we're going to go away and take a little break and come right back, and we're going to give our first Truckers Highway and Bible report out there. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right beat, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. When I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was was headed to Memphis. It was late one night when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went to TD's mic, but I took control of the show because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right, doing a little Rooster Cruising there with Ray Carlisle. That's a blast from the oldies. And by the way, somebody asked me, they said they couldn't find the song. I don't know if they were trying to buy it or whatnot, so I sent them the link to the YouTube video that was made years ago. So that's the best I can do with that one because that's how I got it to begin with. And I want to thank George for giving me that up there in Burnsville, Minnesota, because that's how I got it. And by the way, special shout out, Catwoman and Road Dog, Trucker Ed, Thomas and Suicide Jockey. We've got Sam and the boys coming down, UPS, and let's see here, FedEx Freight. We got, oh, here we go, Sam the Traveling Man is coming down to Orlando from Charlotte, FedEx Freight. So there you go. And to our Expo drivers and all of those Schaefer drivers and the Crete Carrier drivers and all of the Hunt Transportation drivers, too. We appreciate all you guys and gals. Now, scattered severe thunderstorms and locally heavy rainfall are possible for portions of the plains through Monday. Meanwhile, dry weather and gusty winds will result in a critical fire weather condition in some parts of the West out there in Wyoming, and it looks like, Utah tonight. Now, that being said, we have to keep our eyes on the tropics because of what's coming down the slot right now. We've got Tropical Storm Dorian that is expected to slowly strengthen and become a Category 1 hurricane within the next 24 to 36 hours as it approaches the Lesser Antilles right now. And they do have tropical storm warnings up for Barbados and Aruba and the outer Lesser Antilles right now as we speak. We don't know what's going to happen, but it's that time of the year, and it's been a very light season around the Gulf of Mexico, so it's about time for it to get interesting. By the way, September is usually one of the busiest months come hurricane season in the Gulf of Mexico, so we'll see what happens. Now, Florida tonight, everything's looking pretty good. I-4, not bad travel conditions, and road-wise, weather-wise, Alligator Alley looking dry and 95 all the way up the East Coast, all the way to Maine. 95 as far as weather, you won't really have anything to bother you. I-75 northbound going up into Michigan, looking good. There may be a little bit of rain, scattered showers up north of Detroit when you get up around, when you get up around Lake Huron up in the curve up there, so I'm seeing some rain showers way up there. Now, let's go on I-10 because we do have rain tonight, New Orleans and Mississippi from about Pascagoula over to, looks like Lafayette maybe, Louisiana. But you do have some rain. You do have some thunderstorms in the mix there by the looks, and that's going on right now. Right now it seems to be moving to the east-northeast, so that means it's angling away from the Gulf, but these storms came out of the Gulf, so there you go. Now, going over into Texas and going over into Oklahoma, you've got a high heat index warning today for just about all of Texas, and out to the west of Texas, just before El Paso, you're going to have temperatures in a 100-plus degree area in the southeastern corner of New Mexico. Around Roswell, you're going to have temperatures 100-plus degrees there in the desert, White Sands Desert. Up in Oklahoma, high heat advisory around Tulsa. And over towards the Missouri line, you're going to have temperatures approaching 100 degrees or more. Right now, you've got scattered showers in the central part of Kansas moving to the east. You've got some scattered rain in Missouri over on the Illinois border. There's a thunderstorm, line of thunderstorms that's moving about, let's see here. right about St. Louis, it looks like, moving across, right around the St. Louis area, maybe a little bit further north towards Springfield, but somewhere in there. Now, moving up into Nebraska, it's really raining, it looks like, right now. Severe thunderstorms and some flood warnings coming across Nebraska tonight, as well as the central part of South Dakota. Now, this is a line that ranges from central Nebraska to central South Dakota, moving from west to east. You do have some unsettled weather conditions for northeastern Montana tonight, which could erupt into thunderstorms at any time. Wyoming, you've got a fire threat advisory in the southwestern corner of Wyoming coming out of Utah, and Utah, east of Salt Lake, east of Ogden, in the mountains there, I-70 coming across, probably around Richland, or Richfield, rather, on I-70. It looks like as if you have some fire threat advisories there. Now, the heat is on in Arizona. Okay, so the Phoenix area, 106, 108 plus actual temperatures. Kingman, Arizona, same scenario. Let's see here. Las Vegas, Nevada, same scenario. And let's see, over here on up into Northern California, going into Oregon on I-5. You've got temperatures approaching 100 degrees today. Medford, Oregon, unsettled weather conditions because there is a system moving in out of the Pacific up there in Oregon. It will pretty much envelop Oregon today, so keep your eyes on the prize there. Now, Trucker Ed just chimed in, and he said... they had some rain in Port Charlotte on 75. He's going through it now, heading down to Fort Myers. Okay, must be a scattered shower. There were some showers earlier. There was some lightning out there over the Gulf, and we did have a small, not much of anything, but I heard the thunder and saw the lightning out the window here come by here before the show in my backyard. So we got that. So I-75 might have some rain down there in Charlotte County. So you be careful tonight there, Trucker Ed. And our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your friends at your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop is not your average truck stop anymore. They're not your daddy's truck stop because they've changed. They've gotten a lot of really good stuff going on in there now. The Pilots now, the travel centers, the Pilot travel centers, are a full-service, full-size truck stop. Some of them have repair shops at them even. Flying J's have increased and become a little bit more versatile because they may not only have just a Denny's restaurant or a Huddle House restaurant or a Moe's Southwest Grill. They might have a Taco Bell in it, or they might have a Dairy Queen in it, or they might have a Pizza Hut in it, or something else. But they give you your choice. And, of course, the bigger truck stops, the Pilots and Flying J's, don't need to tell you about that. Everybody knows about them. And hello to Al up there in hello to Al up there in Nebraska. You truck them safe up there. Stay out of trouble, Al. All right, we're coming back. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, is going to be on the line here, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.